Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Zach, are you there now?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, we got you, Zach.
What's ahead.
What's going on, guys? How are you, man?
All right. Great.
So last Friday, I'm just driving, listening to the show, and Boomer goes, what do calf injuries usually go to? An Achilles. And he was spot on with that. That I don't know how you called that one, but spot on. I thought of you as soon as you went down. Not a good thing, but props to you for seeing that before it even happened.
Well, I appreciate that, Zach. I don't take any great joy out of that. I mean, I'm just pointing out what I thought was obvious.
Yeah, I mean, it's become more obvious recently over the last couple of years. So you had Durant.
And the reason I knew that this was pretty serious, well, yeah. Going into game six, I didn't know how serious it was. But he only had to play 23 minutes in that game.
Right.
Because they blew the Thunder out. And then the question was, you know, last night he was going to have to be all in. He was going to have to play his full amount of minutes in order for them to win. And you knew that he was going to have a have a game that was going to be, you know, the way it started, a great game in order to lead his team to victory. Because I'm telling you, Rick Carlisle, yeah, saw the buses, probably brought it up to his team pregame and said, look, nobody believed that we could even get this far. Now let's go out and shock the world and win a game seven. And I think they were on the way to do that until that Achilles popped on him.
Yeah. Let's go to Frank at Elmont. What's going on, Frank? Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
What's up?
I got a problem with you, I got to tell you.
Okay.
A big one. Okay, you said you weren't going to watch a minute of the NBA Finals, right?
Yeah, got to game seven.
Your baseball team goes into the crapper, and you don't want to talk about it for over an hour and a half.
What
That's
do you mean?
Why you were fraud.
What are you?
Are you kidding me? You
what
opened
fraud,
up the
a
NBA.
Fraud, what a fraud of what?
Because you don't want to talk about how lousy your team's playing.
I
got another one.
Frank, I don't want to hear your other one. Frank, you are looking way too deep into this, man. Way too deep.
And don't let it upset you.
Yeah.
I mean my goodness. It's a game seven. Most people check in on it.
Yeah. I mean, and, well, no. He's more talking about, Frank's a big Yankee fan, and he wanted to hear this morning us bitch about the Mets sucking. And we didn't do that until 7 o'clock.
Oh, so as opposed to starting with 6 o'clock.
So he thinks that because I didn't want to talk about the Mets sucking, that I started with the NBA just to avoid that, which is really thinking way too much into this. The truth of the matter is that, to me, Halliburton popping his Achilles in a Game 7 of the Finals and how that affects the Knicks and all of those things and them still not having a coach was more interesting to me than June baseball. And we got to it. We just did. So there's actually, people say there's more people listening at 7 than there is at 6 because more people are in the car.
Well, Frank's been listening for a couple hours.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that. Keep listening, Frank.
No, Frank's called before. I like Frank. He's passionate. But if he thinks that I'm actually avoiding talking about the Mets because they stink, you really have no idea who I am. You really have no clue. All right, let's go to Paul in Pennsylvania. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy summer. It's finally summer, huh?
Yeah, 100 degrees. Yeah. Let's go.
No more rainy and dreary. Hey, I wanted to follow up on the Keegan Bradley discussion from earlier in the Netflix series. You know, I used to not like Keegan Bradley just because he was, like, tall and lanky and twitchy. But, you know, after seeing the Netflix series and how he was just flat-out snubbed by Zach Johnson for the Ryder Cup team and his wife was pissed, and then later on in the series, they show him sitting in front of his TV, cheering for the team, you know, going nuts, rooting him on. And his wife's, like, nowhere to be found. She's probably off, you know, still pissed off about it. But I just thought it was really stand-up of him to be like, you know what? I'm still USA all the way. I love those guys. I love this team. And it really classy move. So I am now a Keegan Bradley fan.
Yeah, I mean, and him just being lanky isn't enough reason to dislike him. I know.
Twitchy.
Yeah, early on in his career, Paul, I mean, he was like really wound tight and he would get in people's faces and stuff like that. And that's why he earned a little bit of a tough reputation early. But I said it before, I think that, and thanks, Paul, I think that Full Swing, that documentary on Netflix, following that whole thing and that scene and him getting the call and winning the Travelers in 23 when he said he's ready to go to Italy to his wife, all of that got him the captaincy for the Ryder Cup. I really believe that all of that stuff was a major, major part of him becoming the captain.
Who knows what was going on behind the scenes after he got snubbed.
Yeah.
You know, all the, whether it be his agent or people around him, and they wanted to break up this whole kind of like click that goes on the PGA Tour. And then he came right out and said, I will put live players on the Ryder Cup team.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's going to be great to have Bryson at this point in his career.
You think Brooks Koepka?
I don't know.
You got to have him.
Well, he did win there.
I know. I think you got to have him. I think, you know why? His attitude. Just have him there for his attitude.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I just need to know that he's locked in. You know what I'm saying?
He'd be locked in for that 100%. At Bethpage Black? You don't think he's going to be locked in?
No. I just need to know it because he's not as much as Dustin Johnson, but he's been a little bit.
I wouldn't trust Dustin Johnson at all, but I would definitely put Brooks in there. Right now I would.
Well, he's won at that course too, which is a big deal. Matt in Pennsylvania. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Not much. Wanted to call in. I heard you were talking about Fanatics Fest earlier. I'm the one that ended up getting third place overall, a little bit behind Tom Brady.
Wow. So you got the card.
I got the card and made the exchange for the cash.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, now you got to pay taxes.
Correct.
What was the exchange? Matt, what was the exchange for the cash? How much was it?
So he offered, and then Kevin Hart stepped in. Tom Brady offered $250,000. Kevin Hart stepped in, said he'd help me work a deal, and he ended up going with a little extra signage on a jersey and a card from Michael Rubin, in addition to $250,000 cash.
Oh, nice! Oh, good for you, man.
What
That's
a
great
day for you. Jeez.
So, what do you do? I mean, what do you do in your real life?
So I'm a teacher in York, Pennsylvania, and I'm a huge Philadelphia sports fan. But
sorry for that.
I know.
How old are you?
I'm 39 years old.
Wow. So you came in third. I thought that maybe you'd be like in your late 20s or something. So Brady came in first. Who came in second?
MMA boxer.
Okay. And then
Gassi.
And what were your six events that you did well in?
So the WWE walkout. I did the baseball. I ended up actually getting first overall out of everybody on the baseball throw. Six pitches. My score was the best. I skipped the hockey. Hockey was no good. Basketball was no good. Should have been, but it wasn't. Football was good. Golf was good. And the punching, UFC punching.
Wow. Man, that
you know
is
what? I should have went and done this.
Yeah, I know.
You think about this.
Hockey and golf and
I could throw all those things.
I know. That is awesome. So when
it's incredible. Go ahead. Fanatics, I mean, the event they put on, I just was blown away. Michael Rubin, Tom Brady, all those guys. You know, my family, they're taking care of my family here. I actually had a cousin come down. He's a New Yorker from White Plains. He owns the Stodfather Landscaping Company. He was like in my corner just all helping me out and everything. It's just been a heck of an experience.
So when you entered into this thing, did you think you had a real chance of placing that high?
I honestly saw competition be a little tougher. I did not think I performed as well as I could have, but it's just one of those. I've always been a pretty well-rounded athlete, and I was like, let's just test this out, see how it goes. First year they've done it, so I think competition's probably going to get tougher as the years go.
Yeah, we had a guy there called The Problem. I don't know. Did you run into some guy that called himself The Problem?
Frank Izzo was his name.
No, I did not run into The Problem.
All right. Okay.
Well, you were nowhere near him because you were third and he was 56th. So that's why I didn't run into him. But hey, Matt, yeah. Congratulations. Thanks for calling. That is very, very cool. And man, what a Saturday, what a weekend for you going up to the Javits Center and walking away with that type of cash. Amazing.
Yeah. It was a good time. Thank you.
All right. There he goes. Matt in Pennsylvania.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.